Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, you hear it every day from me, every time the show starts. I do it for a reason, though. I got to tell you, it's like, not that you guys are kids, so don't take it the wrong way. But it's kind of like Sesame Street, right? No, in all seriousness, they say it over and over and over again, because then it becomes second nature to you, if you would. Every time you hear it, right, it sparks a thought. Or it sparks the thought, whatever way you want to look at it. And I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Whether you believe it or not, you know what, it's not a show unless people are listening, watching, commenting, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what it's all about, too, being part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. Now, I'm always excited about having Walt Heyer on with me. He'll be on in a few minutes. I've known Walt, God bless, probably close to 20 years now. And I met him through a couple of mutual friends, and I call him, and I'm not joking, but in a lighthearted way, I call him my double transgender friend, because when he tells his story, you'll understand what I mean by that. The fact of the matter was, he went from male to female, and then back to male again. And he was being pushed. He was being pushed to, when he went for a little care, psychiatric care, to go to female. That was his problem. You know, I mean, just out and out. They should have given him more time. And when he made this, look, I'm going to let him tell the story because I'm going to screw it up. But you need to hear it, right? You need to truly hear what goes on in this industry. Yeah, it's an industry. It's a big dollar industry. And when you hear him talk about what's going on, he has been counseling with hundreds and hundreds of young and older people in this area, in the area of transgender. And what's really interesting is whenever any of us talk about the detransitioners, and I'll say this, I'm not sticking up for any group in particular, but a lot of times we'll say, well, the LGBTQ community, protects them. Well, it's not true. You know, you see statements from the LGBTQ community. If you have friends or people you know that belong to the, you know, LGBTQ community, you'll find out that they don't want the T as part of their group. This isn't Joe saying this. If you've got any friends or acquaintances, you know, talk to them alone. Have the guts to say, look, I'm not here to verbally abuse you or beat on you. But what I am going to say is I'm trying to get some answers. I'm trying to understand where you guys are coming from or what you're thinking or where you're at with certain things. Right? So that's what it's exactly what you want to be able. You want to be able to ask the questions. You want to be able to speak to that. Right? Okay. Again, the only way this works is if you guys start answering asking questions. If you guys start, you know, pushing for real answers, not letting them get away with these pre-canned answers. Right? So when Walt joins us again, if you hop up on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, we'll be able to, you know, you'll get a place there where you can chat with other listeners. And at least you'll be able to put questions up there that I can ask Walt that you might want answered. Okay? So anyhow, 85. Let me tell you what. Did any of you hear? Anyway, did any of you hear what the most over the last day or two, the most Googled term was over the last day or two, like I said? Yeah, it was, I looked at I watched the eclipse, and now my eyes.
As long as you were easy.
Right? I mean, think about that. I watched the eclipse, and now my eyes hurt. Did anybody miss? I'm just asking. Did anybody miss all the TV stuff that said don't look directly at it? I mean, did you blow off, you know, science class at school? I gotta ask. I think this is hilarious. And the other thing is, Sheila Jackson Lee's at it again. We'll talk about this later on. She tells students that the moon is really a planet. And it's made up mostly of gases. Yes. And you people keep voting her in. Walt Heyer joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Show, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you need to be part of the solution. You really do. You know, you got to get informed. And once you get informed, you can get out there and you can bring information to people that they normally don't have. You know, they get it from certain sources that are not friendly to their cause, right? And some people go looking for sources that are friendly because they don't really want to think it through. They don't want to work it all the way through. So that's why I always tell you, just because I have a microphone doesn't make me an expert in any way, shape, manner, or form. And anybody who tells you that they are, you know, that they're the person, yeah, you know what? Just change the channel after that. That's why I bring on the experts, because the experts have a clue. I don't have one. I've asked Walt Harry to join me. God, I've known this guy for years. I love his story, love how hard he works, you know, to help some of those young people that are, you know, having some issues. They're having some trouble, and they're trying to work through it, and we've done them wrong. He's got an inspiring, God, my tongue and my lip won't work together, Walt. He's got an inspiring story of, he's a husband, he's a father, and he's doing his best to help young people who are trying to, you know, they think they're looking for a physical change. The physical change isn't going to do it for them. Anyway, Walt, I'm not doing you any good service here. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Always nice to be on with you, Joe. I'm glad to be here. How can I help you?
I was telling people, I mean, I think we go back 15 or 18 years is the first time I had you on my show.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago when and not that I was on cutting edge here, but when a lot of people weren't talking about this.
You were in a little closet about the size 4x4, you know.
That's right, you came to the station. I forgot about that. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
So, hey, well, for people who don't know, I don't want to eat the whole hour up with your story, but I do want you to tell your story, you know, of how you ended up going through what you went through and, you know, where you're at now, if you would.
Yeah, well, my story starts a long time ago in 1944. I was cross-dressing. My grandma made me a dress when I was 4 years old. I'll be 84 this year. And as a result of the dress, some other things, you know, cross-dressing, I began to believe that I was born in the wrong body. Then in 1944, they didn't even have any language for it. But I was confused, and that's probably the best word that you can attach to this, confusion. And, you know, in looking back, Joe, what I see now is that when I was being cross-dressed and I was cross-dressing and my grandmother was affirming me and made me the purple dress, that's child abuse. We're abusing children with this nonsense. And so, again, you know, I've challenged the doctors and the medical professionals in Superior Court of California in San Mateo, one guy who'd done 5,000 of these surgeries, and the guy who wrote the standards of care, the WPAS standards of care. These are not flunkies. These are the number one guys, Biber and Walker, Dr. Walker, who wrote the original standards of care that they're using today. Sure, it's gone through many, been changed and modified, but he wrote the original standards. He was my therapist. He diagnosed me with gender dysphoria in 1981. I went through the surgery in 1983, counted up 41 years ago. So I've got a little bit of time at this. And when he went to court, he told in his document, written document, signed by Biber, the surgeon, and Walker, the therapist, that hormones and surgery has never, ever changed anybody's gender. It doesn't do it. So there's lie number one. So if you just carry that over, the fact is nobody's ever transitioned, and there are no transgenders. There are people who say they're transgender. They identify as transgender. There are people who identify as having transgendered, but they didn't. And the fact of the matter is this whole gender dysphoria thing is the biggest phony baloney there ever was, because the only reason they use the term gender dysphoria is because that's the only way you can have access to hormones and surgery. That's a code number that goes into the insurance box that gets you paid. So they use that to get people paid. So the therapist gets paid. So the hormones get paid for and all that stuff. So, you know, this is the biggest medical scam of all time. And here's the other, Joe, this is what's really funny. I've worked with thousands of individuals, and most of them are like myself, over 90% of them, not homosexuals. So this whole thing about, you know, they blow back and say, well, you're, you know, transphobic, you're homophobic, you're all, there are no transgenders. And there are, most of them aren't even homosexuals that are cross-dressing. they're suffering because they have what's known as autogynephilia. And autogynephilia is where they put on women's clothing and become sexually aroused, or they have body dysmorphia, or they have a dissociative disorder, or they have PTSD. There's always some underlying comorbid disorder that nobody wants to talk about because it's not fashionable. And so, you know, so the fact of the matter is there are more people detransitioning today than there are actually going through the surgery. There's a website called r/detrans, and that website has over 60,000 people on it that have detransitioned.
Wow.
60,000. And, wow. And so I've got thousands in my...
Walt, let me interrupt you for 1 second, because the fight that I get when I talk about this, I post detransition, young detransitioning people all the time, and, you know, it drives the left crazy. It drives, you know, some of them out of their minds. And they say, look, you're putting up stuff that's a lie, that's not real. It's less than 1% that actually detransition. I don't buy that number. Are they lying or am I lying?
Well, the fact of the matter is nobody knows the number. So when they're saying 1%, that's a lie. Because the fact of the matter is there is absolutely categorically impossible to know how many people have detransitioned. Joe, everybody that has contacted me, including myself, thousands, have never, ever been counted among the people who detransitioned. They don't count us. There is no database. So that whole thing is phony baloney. And so, you know, there's no place for us to go to put it in and say I'm this and log it in and have it studied. So the advocates have been using this 1% thing for years, and they use it successfully because there's no database to counter the argument.
Okay, Walt, we got to go for commercial break because I got to find a way to pay for the show. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go away. I got a lot more to ask you when we return. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. Donald Trump will not get a change of venue for his hush money trial upcoming in New York. Trump's attorneys couldn't convince appeals judges that Trump might not get a fair trial in New York City. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child care and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy.
The president's latest budget proposal encompasses measures such as expanding paid family leave, reducing child care expenses, and extending the child care tax credit. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay a $600 million settlement to address class action claims arising from the February 2023 train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The railroad clarified that the settlement does not imply any admission of wrongdoing or liability. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to get informed first. And this is what I tell you. A lot of times when I talk to parents that reach out to me about their quote-unquote transgender child, I say instead of going to websites that support what you want them to support, who kind of confirm or affirm what you want them to affirm, go to the sites that are against what you're doing. Get the information from both sides of the aisle or the issue so you know what you're talking about. But I'm going to go one step further. I'm actually going to bring on somebody who's been through it, right? Who's been counseling people through it over the years. And he went through it way back when it was not as I don't want to say popular, but prevalent as it is today. Walt Heyer joins me. Man, it's been way too long, Walt, since I had you on, and I'm glad to get you with me today.
Yeah, glad to be on.
Yeah, no, and again, I was asking you, how did the transition, for lack of a better term, I mean, when you did this, you were an adult. You were, I would imagine you weren't the only one that went through this. It wasn't that it was so popular, but it was happening across the globe. But you were an adult. What we're seeing now is this rapid onset where now you're doing, they're giving hormone blockers to kids. They're doing these surgeries at a very young age. How did this happen so fast?
Well, the whole thing changed when they came up with the terminology gender dysphoria. In 2013, they changed the diagnostic manual to get the hormones and surgery from identity disorder to gender dysphoria. Now, gender dysphoria, if you look at it, dysphoria is the opposite of euphoria. It just means you're unhappy. And so gender dysphoria is actually a symptom of having a disorder. But they admitted that they changed it to dysphoria because they didn't want people to feel bad about having a mental disorder, which they do have. The problem is nobody wants to talk about it because, see, that's we're being unkind. This is this whole soft thing. We can't tell people the truth. We can't tell people that you don't have gender dysphoria. You have a social adjustment disorder, or you have some issue that happened to you when you were a child. You were abused. You were physically abused. You were emotionally abused. You came from a household that was just troublesome, and you were scared in that household. And it's called adverse childhood experiences, and that's called ACEs. And 90% to 99% of the people I've worked with suffered from ACEs. They need a trauma therapist. They don't need a gender therapist. They don't need hormones. They don't need surgery. No one in world history has ever changed their gender with hormones and surgery. So that's the biggest false lie there is it's beyond me. I mean, even the doctors admit in court they don't change your gender. And we got people saying, I changed my gender. So, I mean, that tells you if a person continues to say, I changed my gender when they didn't, you know, they have a delusional disorder. And they need,
Walt,
psychological help.
These so-called, and I'm going to say so-called, doctors that are telling parents, look, you know, your child is suffering, and if you don't go through this, and if you don't do this, and if you don't give them the hormone blockers, you're going to have a dead child. You know, which would you prefer?
Well, if they give them hormones and surgery, they're increasing the chances of that child dying by suicide by 19 times. The fact of the matter is, hormones and surgery elevate the risk of suicide, doesn't reduce it. So if they want to protect their child from suicide, don't give them hormones, don't give them surgery, and don't tell them they can change their gender because you're a lying parent. And if you help your child cross-dress, you're emotionally and psychologically abusing the parent. This is nonsense. I know. I look back and see what happened to me as a child. Yeah, I'm here, I'm 83 years old, and I'm still talking about what happened when I'm 4. So you can't tell me that it's benign and not significant when you change, put a kid in a dress when he's 4 years old, and he's still talking about how upset he is about it when he's 83.
Somebody tell me that's
healthy.
Yeah, the thing I remember about the conversations we had early on was your grandmother especially would always pump you up and tell you how good you looked and you know, how sweet you looked in the whole nine yards, right?
Yeah, and that's what they do today. They love bomb these people. They go, oh, you're wonderful as a little girl when you're a boy. You know, this is the biggest, I mean, I got to tell you, this is something that drives me bonkers because I have had parents contact me. I've worked with kids as young as 10 years old that the school put the child in a psychiatric unit. The child is falling apart emotionally because they said that the child was transgender. I worked with that child. I had actually had the parents take the child out of the hospital, do a 51-50. No, just get him out of there because they're going to destroy the kid. The kid's fine now. She's 14. And
wow. And
so we worked with the child, and it all boiled down to this child identifying with a transgender boy. She was 10 at the time. He was 15, and she had just moved into this new school, and that was her first relationship, somebody, you know, befriending her, and that guy started, you know, grooming her to be transgender, and he told the school people, the counselors and the teachers, that she was transgender. She wasn't. And so they're trying to groom her. And so now the kid is healthy. The kid is, like, in the band, plays 2 or 3 instruments, excellent writer. But we had to take the kid out of the school, out of the environment. They destroy. Our schools are an indoctrination center for insanity. They're destroying our children in our public schools. Take them out of if you love your kid, don't put them in a public school.
Well, what's interesting is what you just told me, the story you just told me, I have heard from several parents in the public school system that they were homeschooling their child and decided in high school maybe they would let them go to high school now so they could kind of socialize a little bit and, you know, that kind of stuff. And it was the worst thing. They said it was the worst thing they ever did. Because this is exactly what happened to them.
I want to say this, Joe. There are some excellent, wonderful teachers in the school system.
Yes,
it's not
agreed.
All of them, but there are some absolute nut jobs in there. They're freakos. They are there to destroy your child. They're not there to teach them anything. They are there for the LGBT agenda to destroy your child. That's what they want to do.
So. you had been counseled, I don't know how long or what have you, but then you went through the surgery, which must have been horrendous in those days because they didn't have the kind of technology they have today. And you spent 8 years as a woman. Didn't that make you happy? Didn't that fix all the negativity that you were feeling?
I went back to the therapist and I said, okay, it's been 5 or 6 years now. When is this supposed to start working?
Oh, my God. I'm just kidding.
And they said, well, you need to give it more time. And I said, okay, well, how much time do I have to give it? Is it going to take another year? Is it going to take 3 years, 5 years? And they had no answer. They don't have an answer for anything. All they want to do is make money off of giving you hormones. If keep in mind, this is interesting. For every child they get on hormones, hormone blockers, the pharmaceutical companies are going to make somewhere between $100,000 and $300,000 per child. Put a dollar sign on that kid for the pharmaceutical company. Put a dollar sign on that kid for the therapist who's collecting from the parents. Parents, don't take your child to a gender therapist. They don't have a gender problem. It's not even about gender. This is about social contagion. It's about your kid being on the computer and seeing these games that are transgender games. They're all this stuff. Get your kid off of these internet stuff that's indoctrinating and destroying them. I talked to a 15-year-old boy that was hooked on pornography that got him to surgery when he was 18. He contacted me when he was 19 after he, quote, transitioned, had his genitals cut off, and he said, I never needed this. I was addicted to pornography. I want my life back. I had to find people to help find enough money to help try to reconstruct this, you know, the pieces, yeah. And an attorney to fight the medical profession. Well, the parents, you know, jumped in and said, no, you're going to ruin our life, and so there was this big concept. Nobody needs hormones and nobody needs surgery for the purpose of identifying as a different person. What we need to do is find out what is causing you to not like who you are. Do you have a dissociative disorder? Do you have bipolar disorder? Do you have schizophrenia? Are you addicted to pornography? What's going on? And what I find out 100% of the time when I have an opportunity to work with them and sit, and sometimes it takes a while, we identify what the cause was.
Wow. This stuff is fascinating to me because you hear a guy like you and some of these other doctors talking about how much work it takes to help these kids. And then when you hear on the transition side, it's 20 minutes worth of work to get them where they want them. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. My guest, Walt Heyer, will be back in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation that helps you become part of the solution, getting informed. And, you know, again, a lot of these shows, a lot of people talking about transgenderism, they're reading articles, they're talking about bits and pieces of things. But I thought I'd bring on somebody who's actually been through it, who actually counsels other people, and has seen what's going on in this industry. And you can't call it anything but it is a commercial industry. Is a place to make money. They make billions of dollars off of this. And what I say to people all the time when they're talking to me about their young ones going through it, name me any other, you know, mental health issue that you can diagnose and fix in 20 minutes. Because the commonality with all these kids that are going through this, many of them get nowhere near even 40 minutes
or 50 minutes of counseling before they're prescribed hormone blockers and so on. So I've asked Walt Hire to join me, and, you know, I mean, I'm discussing his long train wreck of transgenderism, and, you know, again, Walt, you're helping people, you're active in this area. Check him out at walthire.com, Walt, H-E-Y-E-R.com, and Walt, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm glad we're having this conversation because, you know, it's gotten totally out of control. Parents are starting to believe that, you know, their kid's transgender. Your kid's not transgender. Your kid does not need hormones. And if you want to abuse your child, guide him toward a gender therapist. That is the worst place you can go to a gender therapist. They don't have a gender problem. They have some other issue that we can deal with if you don't start cutting body parts off and give them hormones.
Yeah, it is sad. Now, you've got books on this. You've got multiple books on this. Why don't you talk about a couple of those and where people can get them? If you're thinking about having this done, sure. Need to pay attention.
Yeah. Go to Amazon. Trans Lovers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Mr. Cop, ain't got no. As I would say, hey. Thank you.
to test. Why would you want to make that legal, but you want to make your political idea of liberty? That's what's paramount to y'all, is that liberty comes first. And so even the liberty to get high and all that sort of stuff. But I'm like, you claim to be these small government libertarian, you know, classical liberal conservatives and stuff like that. If you make marijuana legal, dude, government is going to explode. Government is going to be huge. Well, marijuana is becoming more and more legal, and government is much, much bigger, and we're definitely not a better country for it.
No, we're not. And it's, you know, again, it's not the dope of your grandfather. And this is the other thing that people aren't getting. The damage is doing to these young kids, physically to their brains, mentally to them as a whole. It's just something like they refuse to, not only do the parents refuse to acknowledge it, but they refuse to even study it, to find out, read, to find out, understand what it truly is doing to your kid, to your child. Just amazing.
Oh, man. And you know, Joe, the thing is, the big argument, the big pro-marijuana argument, you know, not that that's not the only thing we're talking about, but, you know, this is the gateway drug, Joe. It's the gateway drug. But the whole the pro argument for it is that, well, it's natural. It's natural. And I'm like, okay, well, then why don't you guys just leave it alone? Because you guys don't smoke it for it being natural. You guys keep trying to hybridize it, and you keep trying to, you know, you're doing all this mess around stuff with it to make it more and more potent. If it's natural and it's just fine, well, then leave it alone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Every time they get their fingers in something, they really, really, really screw it up big time. And they don't see it. They don't. First of all, they don't believe it. They think everything they touch, everything they do is God's gift to humanity. You know, why would you want anything else? Just do what they tell you to do. You'll be fine. You see how that's working out for our vets sleeping in the streets.
Right.
Right? I mean, seriously. All right, so here's another fun one for you. New York AG Letitia James, she was booed at a New York Fire Department ceremony with chants of, you know, Trump, that kind of stuff. When she showed up, they started booing her. And this is the line that I love. Now, you know what she's done. Lately, she's gone on a suing spree. I don't know if you know that. She's sued a county in New York for their stance on transgender athletes. And she's suing the meat company for deceptive advertising. Now, they say in 15 years, this meat company says they will be carbon neutral or something along those lines, right? So she says, it's just now when is 2040? So it's a ways out there. Okay, they've been running these ads for less than 2 years, and she's saying they're deceptive ads because they've done nothing to move in that direction. The president of the company's like, I'm sorry, we're talking 2040, right? I got some time to work on this. And she's not happy. Anyway, I don't think she's a very honest, upright person. So these people are booing her, and they're shouting Trump, Trump, Trump. She's like, come on, people. We're in the house of God. Simmer down. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. So the only time you have to be or try to be upright and right and a person of integrity is when you're in that light. Do you think lightning only comes from God's house? And ain't he everywhere? I don't know. I'm confused, apparently.
Yeah, wow, man. Okay. You know, once again, don't take the Lord's name in vain.
God bless. I find this stuff. Where is she using that as a hammer? Hey, we're in God's house here. Knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Hey, the devil got in the garden too, man. You know, the devil knows the Bible too, and the devil probably attends church more than we do. You know, so yeah, of course she'll be in there and try to invoke God for authority.
Yeah, I thought that was just so funny when I saw. I had to go back and read it. No, she didn't say that. No way, no how. And that's exactly what. All right. Oh, hey, tell people where they can hear your music, where they can find you, quick.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. You can check out my content there. Hope we see you.
God, yeah, I got to go over there. Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study is there. There's Zoloft, there's Opium Den. We'll be back in a little bit. Dr. B joins us in the next hour. Don't go far.
Tom.